Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. Beginning in the 1990s, Syria made a concentrated effort to improve its educational system. A lot of money was invested, a lot of time, energy, and expertise. By 2010, the year before the war, 93.1% of primary school-aged children in Syria were attending school. That same year in the United States, 91.9% of children in the U.S. were attending school. Secondary education Syria was still working on. The U.S. in 2010 had 87.5% of secondary school-aged children in school. Syria had 69% of secondary school-aged children in school. And that 69% was divided almost exactly evenly between boys and girls. Huda is deeply committed to her education, and in the stories that she's told you in previous episodes, and in the stories that you'll hear today and in future episodes, you'll learn some of what that dedication means.
The earth revolves around itself, and our lives revolve around ourselves. We Syrians have a saying that school is the light of life, without it is the darkness. But we didn't know that in war, even school can have darkness. Today, I will complete my story about my school. This is not only my story. It is many Syrian children's stories. My voice is not only me. It is the voice of Syrians. How many times did we walk to arrive at that place? How many times did we work to finish our studies, to achieve our dreams, not to end them? How many times were we glad when we succeeded? After all this times, we graduated from the school of death.
In 2015, 4 years into the war in Syria, there were 60 attacks on schools recorded. At that point, one out of three Syrian schools was unusable because of damage during the war. By the end of 2016, there were 8,000 schools in Syria that were out of commission because of the war. As the war progressed, teachers were killed, including a friend of Huda's mom, who was a teacher and was killed during the war. And more than 52,000 teachers fled.
After the bombing at my school, fear and panic spread. Each period we heard that there were bombing nearby. It was not real, but it scared us. I remember looking out the window. I remember the police. I remember my friends crying. I see the fear in our eyes. I feel our hands shake. I feel the quiet terror that reigned among us. My school was very close to the University of Aleppo and security centers. At that time, the students at University of Aleppo participating in the demonstration, so that was very dangerous for us. There was a specific day every week for demonstration. It was the same time I get out of my school. Unfortunately, my school was far from my house, so I used to take private bus. When the demonstration became huge and the police came and started shooting, my bus driver left me. I was stranded at school. I couldn't call my dad to pick me up because if the police see my dad again in the same place as a demonstration, they will take him forever. But my God is always with me. The principal of my school helped me to drive me to my house. This fear has not changed my love for that school.
من هنا نحن نفتقد تلك المقاعد, مقاعد الدراسة والطفولة.
From here, we miss the school desks of our childhood.